put a report on after that. Okay, the situation, let's start with that. And the satellite picture is looking real cool, actually. All of that stuff is all broken up. But anyway, the situation. We have a high centered over New Zealand. It's 10:26 at Goldfarb Radio and a little bit higher up there at Whangarei. So it is bang over the country. And it has quite widely spaced isobars. So there will be lightish winds close to New Zealand for the passage makers that left on Saturday. There is a low in the Tasman. It's 1008 at the moment. And it's at 32 south and 155 east. Now, this is really the only significant thing on the picture at the moment on the synoptic chart. There's a couple of troughs between it, between Australia and UKAL. And there's a little bit of a warm front reaching towards New Zealand. But it doesn't really wrap up for a day or so. Tomorrow it's looking much more significant. So, but the rest of the tropics, as I mentioned, are looking really good. Just sort of kind of normal after Donna and Ella have finished playing around. There's just cloud around in different places, but really nothing much to speak of. Okay, now let's get back to this Tasman low, because by midnight it will be 9:06, and it's moved down to 37 south quite quickly and 158 east. So that's midnight tonight. Now the New Zealand high is not really moving. It's sort of going to get squashed in a bit, you know, like that picture of the screen. It's sort of going to get squashed in a bit with this low. It's a 10:27. So there is going to be some lightish winds, so a bit of diesel will be needed. But the winds on Tuesday will be around 20 knots, depending on where you are. It'll be about 20 knots. Now, those going east will have a bit more wind. The low that you waited for it to pass by is going to be at 40 south and 158 west. Now, midnight Tuesday, let's go to tomorrow. The high has moved a bit to 37 south and 174 west. By midnight Wednesday, it will be centered at 36 and 168 west. Great for the boats heading to the east. They're going to have probably south-southwest winds. And everything is looking good for you guys going east, actually. The Tasman low, however, is really wrapping up, and on midnight Wednesday, 40 south and 170 east, which is pretty much over Westport. So things are going to get pretty snotty in New Zealand with that low Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, as I mentioned, the satellite picture, there is a lot of cloud around, particularly on the New Zealand to Newcal route. And these anticyclonic winds are going to be right up to as far as Newcal. You can sort of see them. So depending on where you are will depend on the wind direction. But it's all anticyclonic. So the passage winds to Newcal will be northeast until early Wednesday. They'll be quite strong, 20 knots by then. Going north, I think that well, it depends on where you are. You really, if you're going to Newcal, you should pretty much go in a northerly direction, because if you were on the rum line, you're going to get a bit of the effect of that low that I've just talked about. So you'll either get headwinds or no winds. So it's if it was us, I think we'd be heading north and then getting away from the effect of that low. Anyway, midnight Tuesday, it doesn't look as if you'll have any wind, so it won't make any difference. Fiji, going to Fiji, you're going to have northeast to east or nothing, depending on where you are. The same with Tonga, except that it's going to be a little bit more east in the wind direction. And eastbound, you'll have the south, south-southwest, depending on where you are, and looks pretty good. Absolutely no problems going east. Tonga forecast, the Vavao and Nui's, it says light to moderate east winds, pretty cloudy. The rest of Tonga, light to moderate southeast. And you heard Trigger's report. They've got southeast 15 at the moment between Hapais and Vavau. Pretty fine. Tomorrow, Tuesday, light to moderate east to southeast and cloudy again. The New Cal to Vanuatu route just depends where you are. East, southeast to southeast and quite strong, 20 knots. Tomorrow, well, everywhere really, everywhere else, across from New Cal, across Vanuatu and Fiji, you've got east to southeast, depending where you are, up to 20 knots. Hang on a minute. Yeah, near New Zealand, it's pretty light, really, 10 knots east to northeast, but everywhere else, as you get further away from this high, it'll be a little bit stronger. Fiji, southeast 20, looking like pretty much everywhere. Tomorrow, east southeast 20, and Wednesday, east southeast 25. That's about all I'll give. If anyone wants anything in any particular area, just ask me, but it just depends on where you are. So it's a little bit difficult to sort of generalize because there's sort of a little bit around. All right, nothing much more from me. Is there any questions or any other reports? Please call. Okay, you're not so strong now, but you're looking at Wallace, I presume, for the future. Is that correct? Just give me a roger, roger, Janet.
Roger, roger.
Okay, let's go to Tuesday, and you know what you've got today. Tuesday, it's looking... Oh, I'm on the wrong... hang on a minute. Hold everything. Okay, now I'm on the right screen. Boy, there's so many screens that David has set up here. I'm looking at Wednesday because I happen to be on that one at the moment. We'll go back again in a minute. It's looking like 20 knots southeast to east, well, mostly east-southeast, 20 knots. And let's go to Tuesday. Oh, hang on. I can see why he swears at this computer. I hope my mic's not listening. It's 15 knots tomorrow, I think, if I'm on the right one. But it's playing up a little bit here. And Thursday, 20 knots. Boy, it's pretty consistent. Just good trades, Janet. And same again on Friday. So it just looks like you've got steady trade winds. I'll go into more detail on the actual New Cal, which I can't find at the moment, specific to Wallace. But just looking overall, it just looks like steady trades for the week. Over. Okay, so listen up, traffic after the net for Navia. Alrighty, anybody else?
Windstar.
You would have heard the confusion I had before. And just one quick request for you to give me course and speed to add to your report. Over. Yep, I got the, and it was perfect timing, so your north, I'll add that to it, 5.5 knots. It's just good when you finish to know, to see the track that you've got. So, yeah, and your radio signal is actually very good, so you can just do it by radio tomorrow if you like, over.
Thank you.
Okay, clear with Windstar. Anybody else? Do I have any relays?
Is a vessel